changing the life of a child. You know, this passage tells us beyond any shadow of a doubt that Jesus cares for children. Jesus cares for children. And can I say this? If we are, and he said when he was here, I am the light of the world. And then when he got ready to leave, he told us, ye are the light of the world. Listen now, he expects us to care for children. Can I say this? As I was looking and I saw the beautiful little faces, I saw the pale white faces and I saw the dark black faces and the caramel faces, and I looked out and I saw all those beautiful little kids and I thought, every one of those kids is precious to Jesus. Not just the preacher's kid. Amen. Every one of those little boys and girls is precious. Look at verse number 14. The Bible says, and when Jesus saw it, what did he see? What did he see? He saw the fact that they wanted to bring children to him, but his disciples, and sometimes preachers and people in the ministry can be this way. He said, listen, don't bother him. He's tired. And he was much displeased, and he said this, suffer the little children, or permit them. Let them come to me, and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God. Simple message tonight. Number one, why should we care for children? Number one, why should we care for children? I'll tell you, the first point underneath that is because the world doesn't care for them. The world doesn't care for them. C.I. Schofield in his study notes wrote this about the world. Cosmos, he said, that word, the world. It said, in a sense, the present world system, the ethically bad sense of the word refers to the order, the arrangement under which Satan has organized the world of unbelieving mankind upon his cosmic principle of force, greed, selfishness, ambition, pleasure. This world system is imposing and powerful with armies and fleets. And by the way, haven't we seen that lately in the news? Amen. The world bombards these young people with television, with rebellious rock and rap music, with evolution teaching them that they came from nothing, and in the death culture that they're going to become nothing, with alcohol, with immorality, with lewd dress, with government-assisted laziness. Amen. And it teaches them all that. And why? Because Satan is the god of this world, and he wants them in hell for all eternity. Wants to wreck their life. Wants to use them as tools to wreck other lives. They don't care. They don't care. Satan's the god of this world. So why should we care for children? Number one, because the world doesn't care about them. Number two, can I tell you this? They can do great things for God. They can do great things for God. I'll just give you a couple Bible examples. The Bible says in 2 Kings 22:1, Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign. That would have probably been the scripture spies. 8 years old. Imagine that, a king out of there. And the Bible says this, and he reigned 31 years in Jerusalem. And I love this. Brother Ken Lawley pointed this out to me. He said, and his mother's name was Jedidiah. Why do you think they listed his mother? Well, who do you think helped him to do right? Amen. Awesome, awesome point. The daughter of Abiah of Boscath. And you know what the Bible says about Josiah? He did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord. You know what? Somebody cared about him. Somebody cared about that little boy, Josiah. Hey, you remember David. The Bible says in 1 Samuel 17:33, and Saul said to David, thou art not able to go against this Philistine and fight him, for thou art but a youth. And who slew the giant? The youth. That little child. Remember when Solomon, when God came to Solomon and says, ask me whatever you want. And he said, please give me wisdom. You know what? I'll tell you what. The older I get, and I know I'm not that old. I know. But the older I get, I see these front row kids and their feet don't even touch the ground, Brother Horsch. And I'm telling you, I think, boy, what they could do for God. What they could do for God. Why should we care for children? Well, the world doesn't care about them. They could do something great for God. You know, there was a poor bus family on the poor side of town. And there was an old bus captain, Uncle Joe. And he went out and he picked up these two brothers. And he kept picking them up. And you know what he even did? He even bought them some groceries, Brother Horsch. Just like bus captains do. By the way, a lot of times bus captains do that with their own dime. If I find out about it around here, we're taking up an offering. Amen. But he kept going and he kept going and he kept going and picked up these two little boys. And their names were Clarence and Tom. Clarence and Tom. Two little boys, Clarence and Tom. And you know, today, Pastor Clarence Sexton is the president of Crown College and the pastor of Temple Baptist Church. And Tom Sexton is the pastor of Gulf Coast Baptist Church in Florida. And they are doing amazing things for God, influence people, sending out missionaries because somebody cared about a child. I mentioned this in the last message. You can always tell somebody's character by how they treat people who can profit them nothing. My dad taught me that. Always watch how people treat people who can profit them nothing, and you'll find out what kind of person they are. Hey, you know what? God help us to care for these little boys and girls. Not because they can profit us, but because God loves them. They can do great things for God. The world doesn't care about them. Amen. Can I say this? They'll receive easier when they're young. It's a reason we ought to care about them. Look at verse number 15. The Bible says this, "Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall not enter therein." By the way, it doesn't mean you have to be saved at an early age, but it sure is a lot easier to get saved at an early age. Why? Because you haven't had that hard heart that Hebrews 3:13 talks about. The deceitfulness of sin hardens our heart to the things of God. Why should we care for children? Well, the world doesn't care about them. They can do great things for God. They'll receive Christ easier when they're young. Number two, how should we care for children? Not only why should we care for children, but how should we care for children? Well, let me say this first of all, with sincerity. We should care for children with sincerity. Webster's 1828 defines sincerity as honesty of mind or intention, freedom from simulation or hypocrisy. Freedom from hypocrisy, disguise, or false pretense. Listen to me and listen good. There is no fooling children. They know whether you really care or not. They know. So you know what God wants us to do? Sincerely care about them. And I know we can't all do this. I know we can't. I'll tell you what. It'd do you good. It'd do you good to get with Mr. and Mrs. Boston, get one little child on your heart, get a picture of them, make it a prayer card, maybe stop by their house. And I know we can't all do that. Maybe stop by their house and say, you know what, I'm Mrs. Zavodsky from the church, and I just wanted to give you this little McDonald's gift card for $5. You know what? That's sincerity. Say, well, I don't have $5. That's okay. You can still stop by. Give him a piece of candy. You don't have any candy. Uncle Joe will give you some candy. Amen. With sincerity. Be sincere. Not only how should we care for children with sincerity, but let me just say this one, folks. With patience. Again, let me quote Webster. The suffering of afflictions, pain, toil, calamity, provocation, or other evil with calm, unruffled temper. Endurance without murmuring or fretfulness. Let me say that one again. Endurance without murmuring or fretfulness. Let me say that one again. Endurance without murmuring or fretfulness. A calm temper which bears evils without murmuring or discontent. The act or quality of waiting long. Listen, folks. Children take patience. They're a little louder than we like our sanctuary to be. Amen? You know what it takes? Just some patience. Hey, shh, shh. You didn't get to where you are in a day. Somebody was patient with you. When I think of patience, and you better not get mad at me, and you better not turn me off either, brother. I think of our man in the sound booth right there, Brother Tom Sammons. He's a patient soul. Just patient with people. Amen. Patient with little kids. Patient. He's even patient with his pastor. Amen. Patient. You know what? If you're going to love kids, you're going to have to do it in sincerity, but you're going to have to do it with patience. Patience. Tribulation worketh patience, and that's why God gives us children. Amen. Because they work patience. But then, not only sincerity, not only patience, but love. Love. Hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given us. Love. The Bible says this, and of some have compassion, making a difference. Jude 22. You know what compassion is? Brother Jason, it's love in action. That's what compassion is. It's being so moved by love that you've got to do something about it. Boy, these kids need to understand that we love them. Why should we care for children? Well, the world doesn't care about them. They can do great things for God. They'll receive Christ earlier or easier when they're young. How should we care for children? With sincerity, with patience, with love. And then number three tonight, when should we care for children? When they're good. When they're bad. When they're clean. When they're dirty. At all times. Aren't you glad that the love of God for you is not conditional on whether you're good or bad? You know what? That's the way God wants us to be with those little ones. Listen, that includes Pastor Donald's little boys. My boys. Salmon's boys, girls. Hey, go on and on and on. Miss Jessica, your boys. Amen. All these little bus kids that we don't know. We don't know if they have moms or dads or grandmas. All of them all the time. Why? Because God does not change His love. He's not keeping score. He wants us to love those kids. By the way, the world doesn't care if they're good or bad. They always have some sort of negative for them. Got some kind of hook. Dr. Rice used to say, all of Satan's apples have worms. And all of Satan's worms have hooks behind them. And if you, how many of you, and I know many of you fish, I don't fish much, and I don't even watch fish or anything like that, but I remember as a child seeing fish, Uncle Joe, with hooks sticking out of their mouth. They were swimming around and they had stuck a hook. They had wrestled off and broke the line and there was the hook. And you know what we want for these kids? We don't want them to be 16 and 17 with hooks in their mouth. And I'll tell you what will make the difference. And of some having compassion, making a difference. Caring about them. You know, when you see them, you don't just have to say, hey, stop running. You say, hey, buddy, come here. Come here. Boy, you look great today. Thank you for coming. Did you get yourself up today? Boy, that's a nice tie you're wearing. Hey, now listen. Now, we don't run in church. That's somebody who cares. That's somebody who cares. It's not just grabbing somebody by the nape of the neck. And by the way, you should never grab a child by the nape of the neck. You want to get us in trouble? Do that. Okay? We don't do that. Amen? You get down. Pastor Donald mentioned, or I think it was Brother Russ mentioned this. Just get down on one knee. Look them right in the face. Oh, I couldn't believe it today. I was over here. I was in this corner, and all these sweet little black kids right here, Pastor, Pastor, Pastor. And I just reached down, and they grabbed my hand. And one little girl, she wanted to play with my hair. She moving it around, amen. And if you've ever done that before, if you've got hair like me, I'm white guy hair, amen, slick back. And they've got the little curly hair, amen. And they're just looking at it and feeling it, amen. You know what? They need to know their pastor cares about them. You need to know that pastor cares about them. That he understands that they come to church hungry sometimes. I didn't come to church hungry tonight. I didn't come to church hungry. They did. Hey, you know what God wants us to do? Change the life of a child one life at a time. Let's be difference makers. Amen? Let's be difference makers. Father, we love you. Thank you so much for these precious, precious young people. Lord, may they move us. God, may we not, that have been saved a long time, may we not get hard-hearted toward their plights. Lord, it's getting harder and harder and harder. Satan's putting more pressure on, Lord, to be a child. May Loomis Park Baptist Church always be known, yes, as a church that stands on the Bible, yes, as a church that preaches Christ, but yes, as a church that cares about people, and especially